Welcome to Jenny's Uncensored Pennies. I am Jennifer Marie Martinez.
And I am Adam Herrera.
And today we are going to talk about what?
The Sunday Scaries.
The Sunday Scaries, or like the dreading of Monday, I guess. And I actually heard that phrase from my sister Karina, who heard it from my nephew, who was, I don't know, he must have been like 9 or 10 at the time, and he's going to be 13. So it's been a while. But when you started looking up stuff about the topic, apparently this is a thing, right? Like people call it Sunday Scaries.
Yeah. Well, just from personal experience, I mean, I definitely feel it on Sunday night, or like whenever we have like an extended weekend, or, you know, whenever it's time to go back to work. Like, yeah, I always get that.
Right, but well,
impressive mode.
Well, yes, like the. But what did you call it initially? I was just saying
the,
like,
the Sunday come down.
The Sunday come down.
Or like the weekend come down.
Come down from where? You're on cloud nine on the weekend?
Well, you're just like, you're checked out. You're in weekend mode, and then you have to like, and then you get this thought about work, and then you're like, oh my gosh, like I have to go back to work. Like I have to be on point. Like it's like an immediate trigger.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I was just talking about and asking my question. The Sunday Scaries is like the actual phrase. Sunday Scaries is actually a thing.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah. I don't know. Like maybe the phrase that I grew up with was the case of Mondays.
The case of Mondays. Like, but you experience that on Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you got the case of Mondays? Like, that's what my family said.
Oh, and that's when you, like, your energy or, like, your a change in your mood maybe switches or what? How?
Well, yeah, you.
What would prompt that?
I don't know.
What?
You just think about, like, I don't know, it was probably school, or you go back to work, or you're thinking about like maybe something like later on in the week that you have to do, like maybe you have a meeting or.
So it's all the obligations.
You have an event. Yeah. You have like, yeah, like exactly multiple obligations, and you're just kind of like, oh, you know, I have to, you know, go do this thing. And I'm either stressing about it, you have anxiety about it. You're worrying. You start having all these negative thoughts, and I think that's what triggers like all that, like, yeah, like that anxiety that, you know,
yeah,
you don't want, right?
Right. And obviously we're saying Sunday because most people, or a lot of people, work like the work week is Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're definitely on Monday through Friday.
If like school is Monday through Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I mean, maybe like independent contractors or people that have their own work schedules. Like they
have shift work even.
Yeah, they have to shift work, or like they even work weekends, or I mean, I think they might experience something similar. We might have to ask someone, but.
What, right. And I think it's the same thing where it's like that's your whatever your work week is, whatever those days are. Right. Then it's like your weekend might be different days as opposed to somebody else's. Right. But it's still true. That block of time that you have off.
Yeah.
And then going back to work. So like when you take on vacation, I've done it. Why come back like on a Tuesday or something? Mm-hmm. Or my last day of vacation is a Tuesday, so my work week starts on a Wednesday. And then Tuesday, pretty much all day, or whatever it is, I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Well, yeah, for sure, you're, like, the first day you go back to work, you're getting in the swing of things, right? Like, that first day, you're just, I don't know, you're kind of switching your mentality into work mode. And I truly believe that's definitely a thing. It's like your mind goes in, your body and your mind just shift into work mode. And
right.
You go into what we were just talking about this a little bit earlier, like you go into multitasking mode and like, you know, doing multiple things at the same time. And you're getting all stressed out and, you know, just trying to manage.
Right. And
work-life balance.
Exactly. Work-life, because it's not just the whole, like, going to work and being at work, but it's that, okay, I need to make sure that I rest. I'm ready for work, you know, in that mindset or whatever. And then when I get home from work, so there's a whole thing, right? When am I going to have my coffee? Am I eating breakfast? Am I going to exercise in the morning? What am I going to eat for dinner all those days? And so then there's like the meal prep stuff, right? Like buying the stuff, cooking the stuff, eating the stuff, cleaning up the stuff, and then finding time to like take a minute to just breathe and do whatever thing you want. Or if there are tasks that need to be completed, like, I don't know, you didn't get to do your laundry or whatever. So it's like all these obligations, all these responsibilities or whatever, and things that need to be done so that you can be okay to go to work. And then, yes, go to work and deal with all the stuff, come home, all the whole process again. And you have what, like, I don't know, maybe like 3 hours at home of your waking time.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have maybe a little bit more if you're going to sacrifice some of your sleep. I don't know.
Which most of us do.
Right. Just to figure it all out. So I think for me anyway, it's a lot of that. I mean, Monday through Friday or my work week is, yeah, get up, fix the stuff, right? For me, it's like my little detox drink, getting my vitamins ready.
Routine.
Yeah, my little routine. And then getting, because I'm a mom, getting Jacob's stuff ready too, right? And then it's the, okay, do I have everything that I need before I leave this house? Do I have everything that I need? If there's like a bill that I need to drop off, am I taking lunch that day? Do I have my hydro to take with me so I can drink water at work or whatever, all that, right? Does Jacob have all his stuff? Does he have his house key? Does he have his lunch? Does he, you know, all those things, mm-hmm. and getting all those things situated. Right. And then, yeah, so I do that. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to exercise today. How much time do I have? And then I get through the exercise, wake up Jacob, get myself ready, run out the door. Again, that last scan of like, do I have everything? Do I have all my bags, like 7 bags that I leave with every day? And then it's like, is there traffic on the way to school drop off? What's the drop off line going to be? Is Jacob going to be late? Oh my God, right? Like, did we leave on time? All that stuff. And then hope there's no traffic for me to get to my work. And having to deal with that, and then you get to work and it's like, yeah, I'm going to deal with whatever meetings I have that day, whatever, what I call consumers, some people call clients, you know, throughout the day, new people that call throughout the day. And then let's not forget about the different characters that work in your office, like physically with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And having to put up a front for them, and you know, who knows who's going to bring their personal crap to work and want to talk to you about it or whatever, and then
talk to you about the weekend.
Yes, and ask you what your weekend, and it's like, I just want to be here and work and do as much as I possibly can so that the day goes by at like a steady pace. So that's not as dreadful and doesn't like drag on forever, and then get my ass home so that I can possibly face traffic, change my damn clothes so I don't feel like I'm at work anymore, into what I like to call my house clothes.
Yeah.
And then do the dinner stuff, right? Figure it out. Yeah. And I hope I have all the crap that I need for dinner. Otherwise, I'm going to have to stop at the store again. Right. And then like,
luckily it's like a block away, but
for
both of us,
but still it's like, it's a whole thing having to go there. And then that's taking out more time out of those precious, like 2, maybe 4 hours in the evening that you have, depending on how much sleep you want to sacrifice, right? Prepping the dinner, eating the food, cleaning up the kitchen. And then I'm into the whole thing. What am I going to wear tomorrow? Okay, now I got to take a shower. Am I going to wash my hair? That's a whole extra, that's a whole other thing, right?
Well, and like, us men, we don't really think about that. But yes, you're right.
Well, if you have short hair, but I'm sure men with long hair.
No, I mean, like, but like, no, like what you're saying is like spot on. Like, especially like on a Sunday night, right?
Right.
Or like on a Sunday, most people, I think, use Sunday as like their most quote unquote productive day of their weekend.
Right.
Like, it's like preparing yourself for the week, right?
Right.
The week to come.
Right. So that you use your time at home to be at home instead of like doing last minute errands or whatever that you didn't do on the weekend.
Right. You try to get those, you try to knock it out maybe on Saturday or I don't know, however you want. Or maybe you do it Sunday morning. You do all those errands first and then you get everything done that you need to get done like at home. Like you do laundry, you prep, food prep, or you know, get your schedule ready, catch up on work and try to like set yourself up for success for that week.
Right.
And I think you do a really good job of that.
Oh.
Or like, you know.
Thank you.
Because like, I see you get like really like anxious about it. Like, oh, I have so much stuff to do. Like, I need to get home. I need to do all these things, A, X, Y, Z. And, but yeah, no, that's like the norm for like most people. It's like, they're just trying to prep themselves for the week. So they don't have, or like they don't feel overwhelmed during the week.
Right.
And they have like this stuff that they should have done on Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
And that's like the worst feeling.
It is the worst feeling. When I'm like, so when we like go away somewhere on the weekend, then I'm like trying to cram everything like before
Friday,
we leave.
Before we leave, yeah.
Yeah. Or like during the week, like, okay, let me get a head start, right? I might start doing laundry like Thursday night or whatever, which is kind of silly because I'm going to come back home with whatever dirty clothes on the trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, what can I do? Can I schedule a grocery pickup? And thank, you know, that's another like thing that came out of the pandemic. Now I do grocery pickups. Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah, like there's a lot more, like stuff is more accessible and like easier. Like you find ways to kind of, like it's kind of like what I'm learning in like cybersecurity is like automation. Like people are learning how to automate things.
Right.
Like they make it, or they do like weekly deliveries. They just schedule it every week.
Yeah.
Like without even, just push one button and they'll deliver whatever you need.
Yeah.
Right. So like, but like Walmart, I mean, you can just order whatever you need. They'll get it for you. You don't even have to go in the store. Wait outside and they'll bring it to you.
Yeah, there are some things that I want to go in there and pick out. Yeah, like I want to pick my eggs, my milk, because I want to make sure they're not cracked.
Yeah, no, I feel like they just throw in the basket and then they're like, oh, whatever, it's not mine.
Yeah, some of the shoppers, they don't care. Had some good shoppers that are like, oh, I just noticed this. Let me run back and get you another one. But then there's other times about a dozen eggs and like half of them were cracked. Half of them.
Dang.
So I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Exactly.
But anyway, and then me and my, so yeah, it's the Sunday, like you said, prepping as much as you possibly can. If you're a mom, you're not just thinking about yourself. You're thinking about like, how do I prepare? I need to make sure I have all the stuff that my child needs, right? For them to be successful too. And then, yeah, during the Monday through Friday thing, I mean, the whole night routine is supposed to be like for me, but it also gives me anxiety if I'm like running out of time to do the things like to read or, you know, so I find myself stacking stuff. Like I do like to listen to podcasts. So I'll put on like a podcast, or I started taking like the masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
Classes. So I'll play those while I'm like taking a shower. I start it while I take a shower, whether it's a podcast or a class that I'm listening to, put that on while I'm taking a shower. I mean, you know, my night routine takes me what, like 40 minutes from start to finish. So so it's like shower and like skincare regimen and brushing the teeth and picking out my clothes. All of that is part of like my night routine. And then I save like what, 20, maybe 30 minutes to read before I go to bed.
And then it's already late. It's like 11.
Yeah.
11:30. You're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And then you're like worrying about the time.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, I'm not going to get enough sleep. I'm going to be so tired
then
tomorrow.
To go to sleep and you can't fall asleep. And then you wake up all fresh like a daisy and in the morning and ready for Monday.
Well, gosh, I know it's a whole thing. And then we were saying earlier about how, like, what is it? Like the stresses. It's like, okay, another week, another work week to get through. And like, this is a really messed up way of thinking about it, but it's like another opportunity for possible failure.
Yeah.
If you're not prepared,
Yeah.
if you don't prepare appropriately, oh my gosh.
I mean, for my experience, like, yeah, like I think about it's so easy to fall into that black hole, like the negative thinking trap, or like the negative self-talk. And like you kind of start worrying about stuff that might not even happen, but
Yeah, it hasn't even happened yet.
we're kind of like putting we're kind of like pushing that energy out into the universe, and you know, like yeah. So I read some articles on about like the Sunday scaries and like how to beat it. A lot of it was like, you know, practicing meditation, stopping the negative self-talk, and
But then you need to find time to do meditation. My God. And then I'm stressed out or I feel like a failure because I didn't make time to do that. No.
it is, yeah, no, like, but it's also like you don't have to do the meditation, obviously. You don't have to, you but the negative self-talk you can do by yourself.
Yeah.
Set an intention.
It's in the name, self-talk. Jesus.
Set an intention. So like this week I want to practice more patience, or like, or take feedback less personally, or you know,
Those all sound like more opportunities for failure.
it's kind of like it's like setting a goal, right? Setting goals for the week.
But then if you don't meet those goals,
Well, then you try again next
you
weekend.
feel like crap.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you a hard
See, this
time.
is why people get anxiety over the weekend or during the week.
No, yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. And then I wonder, like, I know that we're not the only ones, and I'm sure there's people out there that are like talking to themselves or responding to whatever it is that we're saying, right? Like, yeah, me too, or how about this, or whatever in their cars or wherever it is that they're listening. And then, like, you and I, we've said it before, like, we identify as people that have anxiety, right? We have anxiety. But I'm trying to say that, like, even people that don't feel that maybe they don't have that much anxiety, or they don't say, like, oh, yeah, I know I have anxiety, whatever, they probably feel this in some capacity. So it's just like
It's
all
definitely
across the board.
relatable.
Yeah, to everybody.
And like even in conversation when I'm at work, like on a Monday, and like I'll just be talking to people or talking to staff, talking to teachers, talking to students, and like, oh, it's Monday. Like it's Monday, you know. And we just by saying that, like we mutually have an understanding of what we're experiencing, right? We're like trying to get in the mode, or like trying to get out of that weekend mentality, or you know, we're just like students are over school, or they don't want to go to a certain class, or they're dreading, or they're
Right.
it could be multiple reasons, right? Or staff are like teachers are overworked, and like they're trying to get more money,
Yeah.
like all that is, yeah, it's pretty intense. And this is why people would rather prefer like a hybrid remote position. But I mean, you can't be, well, I mean, you could probably do a hybrid remote teaching job, but the likelihood of that happening, I mean, it's not
Yeah.
realistic, right?
Yeah. And I mean, like I mentioned before, it's like not just dealing with the stuff at work, but, and you just said, right, like it's like you feel it amongst your coworkers. Everybody has that whole thing. So I don't know if that actually makes it better. Is there like comfort in knowing that you're not alone with that? Or does it just kind of amplify, like,
There definitely is, because like with the librarian I work closely with, like she'll be like, oh my gosh, she'll like sigh to me, she'll kind of vent a little bit, and I'm like, yeah, it's Monday, and she's like, oh my gosh, it kind of like like we can both relate on something. It gives us comfort, but also like we're kind of letting each other know that we're here for each other. We're like, we're mm-hmm. supportive of each other because Mondays suck, or I mean, some other days, not a Monday, it could be a Friday that sucks.
And yeah.
And then we're just like, oh, we're like checked out right after. And, you know, Monday comes right away and you're like, oh my gosh, Monday's already here. So it's like an ongoing.
I just did this.
Yeah, exactly. I just got over this. Now I'm back. And it's like an ongoing cycle that I need to work on other things on how to alleviate that anxiety, that, you know, how to kind of slowly transition into work mode, if there's such a thing.
Right. Yeah. And I know, like, for me, I don't know if you experience this in your work, but like, oh my gosh, I'll log in to like my email and I also get my voicemails in there, and it's like people know what business hours are, but yet there are some people that want to send you an email or send you a voicemail during the weekend or after business hours on Friday, and then they're all pissed off. So you have two messages. You have like the original whatever stupid request that they had, and then they have like another one saying, I called on Friday and blah, blah, you know. And it's like, do you not, what? We don't work the, I don't work the weekends and my workday ends at.
Let me one up you on that.
Okay. But what is this? Don't one up me.
No, let me tell you something that's even worse than that. Well, yes, I do get that.
Yeah. So then you're like, are you freaking kidding me? Now I have to return this. I have to reply to this person. I have to deal with this person. And they're pissed off because they don't understand what business hours are. Anyway.
Well, because they're in crisis mode and they need help fast. And same in my line of work. It's always like, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. So it's even worse when, you know, so we have to share our personal phone numbers with admin, right?
No. Yes.
We have to.
Okay.
Like, they need like
But do you get a phone stipend?
We do.
Oh.
It's not that much.
Never mind.
It's $5 a month. It's stupid.
Okay. Well, you get something.
We get a little
bit. So that's why they're like, you have to.
Yeah.
We're giving you $5.
Yeah, exactly. So it's even worse when a teacher or like an admin, anyone really, like forces them to give them my personal number.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reach out to me. It could be on the weekend, or it could be like after hours, or even before I get into work, I'll get a phone call or a text message saying, hey, this and so, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait, how did this person get my number? Or like, how did this person get my cell phone number?
Right.
And there's been quite a few instances, or like a lot of people are starting to abuse the privilege of using my personal number. Like, I have a work extension. Like, I have work number. They can contact me through there. And my phone rings just the same.
Right.
It's just not my personal number, right?
Right.
So it just, yeah, like it's even worse, like on a Monday morning too, you know, when you get that phone call, like I'm, you know, it's crisis mode. But the way I practice, you know, not getting too riled up about it, or like, you know, like literally just not even dealing with it, is I don't pick up until, you know, I'm on clock, or like,
oh yeah, absolutely,
or like I won't even answer, like it's,
well, yeah, no, it's not bad. Business hour,
yeah, too bad.
Yeah, it's not that there's no fire, then if there are is you're not a firefighter, so
feels like it, man. We put out fires all the time. It's stupid.
Well, metaphorical fire.
Metaphorical fires, right?
Not literal. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's the worst, the whole like.
And see, like, just from us thinking about it, it gives us anxiety. Like, we're like, we think of stuff that can possibly happen,
mm-hmm.
because it's happened before.
Yeah.
And we, it's kind of like a little bit of PTSD where you're like, it automatically triggers you.
Yeah.
It automatically triggers you, and you get into that anxiety mode, and that's Sunday scaries.
Yeah. gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I
I'm out.
prepared enough? And what is going to happen during this week?
Or like, how would I respond?
Yeah. How do I respond to whatever crisis is going to arise this week?
Yeah.
Whether it's at work or even at home.
Right.
And then how is that going to impact the rest of the work week and whatever?
Right. But I also wonder, like, you're in social services, I'm in technology. I mean, we help people in our professions. Like, I truly wonder, like, what is a police officer, like, how do they feel going back to work? Or like someone that's constantly in danger, or someone in the service, or where there's high stress, like, all the time. I truly, I just wonder, like, what are their methods? What are their coping like abilities, and like, how do they go about navigating that kind of energy?
Well, I mean,
I can't speak for them. Yeah, I just.
I mean, I only know what I've seen and what I've heard, and it's like, yeah, I really feel for those folks because, yeah, right. Like, when do they have the time to really process and de-escalate, like, within themselves and or decompress and all of that?
Right.
And yeah, getting prepared for what's to come or the start of a new work week or whatnot. And then, you bring up the military. Okay, well, do they get weekends? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
They're like always on.
pretty much, especially, well, especially like if they're deployed, like for active.
Right. It's crazy.
So.
What is one thing you absolutely need on a Monday morning
Absolutely need on a Monday morning.
to like get you in the driving seat, or like in the Jesus, take the wheel? Like, I don't know.
If I can have like 5 minutes to just savor my coffee, that's amazing.
That's crazy, because I've been practicing that too. Like, just sitting down and drinking coffee and probably watching like sports or something, or like ESPN. I don't know. That's my go-to. Like, watch ESPN, have coffee.
Yeah.
Five or 10 minutes.
I mean, idealistically, right. Like, I would like to just savor my entire cup of coffee. And I don't know what it is. It's like the warmness of it. And yeah, I love the taste of it and everything, but it just makes me feel all like cozy and relaxed to have it. And if I could have it, if I would wake up earlier, then I would have time, like idealistically, to do what I do on the weekends. It's like have my cup of coffee and watch, yeah, like a little something. When so if I do have extra time in the weekday, I absolutely love having a cup of coffee and enjoying an episode of anime because they're only like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
So
that's perfect.
I like to do that. Or even like I've done even like reading for like while I drink my coffee. That's what I like because it just like slows. I mean, you can't gulp down hot coffee. You have to like take your time, right? So it's just that slowing down.
I mean, so I do I do like sitting down with the coffee, but I also do like working out in the mornings, even though I have to wake up early.
Oh yeah, I absolutely have to do that
Yeah,
too.
and like waking up early, like, and it sucks to say this, but it kind of sucks, because
Yeah.
you just want to stay in bed, especially when
Right.
it's cold, you're nice and cozy. I force myself to wake up in the morning and work out, and like, I get those endorphins going. I start to feel good, or I just feel good, and then I have my coffee. That's like the cherry on top. And then I go to
Yeah.
work, and then I'm pissed.
Yeah, I rarely skip a workout during the week. I mean, rarely. Like, I have to be really sick or something. Like, I was ordered to not work out or whatever. But yeah, I absolutely do my workout. And it's definitely that whole, like, I'd rather just sleep. But then I know how much worse I feel if I don't work out in the morning. Because it's like that using that energy, get some of that anxiety out. And then depending on the workout, it also like allows me to think about what I have to face that day and kind of just like mentally prepare. And so you were talking about like the meditation, right? And I'm like, oh, then you have to find time to meditate or whatnot. But for me, I definitely meditate during, like, especially running.
Even if there's music or like people around you, like, yeah, I truly believe like working out is meditation in some form.
Right.
It just depends on how you view it or how you use your workouts, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, like, gets rid of anxiety. Like, that's how I, you know, it gets me, like, gets endorphins, like, all right, I'm going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be good for the day. And then I'll be tired later on and fall asleep easy and wake up early again. So, yeah, definitely meditation during workout.
Yeah, I mean, right, because when I'm working out, I'm definitely paying attention to like what's going on with my body. How's my breathing? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does my body feel? Am I feeling heavy? Like, are my limbs heavy? Am I more flexible or whatever? So it just kind of brings me in tune with my body and my center, if you will, which is what I kind of think of, like what meditation means to me is kind of just like, just looking inward, right? And but just
it's,
taking
it's called your chakra.
Wow. Throw up.
Don't ask where I got that from. Your inner chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 5 levels. That could be another episode.
What?
Anyways, what was I saying? I was talking about chakras.
Wow. So what chakra is that? You brought it up?
No, it's like your heart chakra. There's mind, vision, hearing, talking, and then your heart.
Oh, so are you activating your heart chakra when you exercise?
Like your spirit, your soul.
Oh, I'm activating my soul when I exercise. Mm-hmm. Well, it does feel like...
Do you have a soul?
Wow. I want to see yours.
Okay. What was I thinking about? Monday, it's just another day.
Another manic Monday.
Yeah. It's just another day. I think it's for sure the way your mentality, right? Mm-hmm. The way you look at it. I mean, not gonna lie, like sometimes I dread a Wednesday morning or like a Thursday morning or even a Friday morning. Like,
depending what's going on that day.
Yeah, like Friday mornings could be like hella hectic and then you're just like completely exhausted. Like Mondays could be the easiest day.
Right.
Who knows? Like most people, I feel like most people like don't schedule meetings on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one likes a meeting on a Monday.
Right.
Like that's why we, like for my department, we have our meetings on Tuesdays.
Oh, nice.
So like, you know, it's like more of a, like a mentality thing. Or like even our team meetings, like the full department, like we'll have them later in the afternoon, like for a lunch. We'll have a lunch and then we'll have our meeting after that. So yeah, there's like different ways of, you know, setting up your week where it will minimize the amount of anxiety or stress or whatever your trigger is, you know, there are ways kind of like to alleviate that.
Yeah, I know, like in what I do, I usually do have at least one appointment on a Monday, but I make sure it's like an easier one, right? Like I'm not gonna schedule an appointment with a challenging person that has this really challenging situation going on that we have to work on. It'll be like something easier, somebody that, you know, I know isn't gonna make my stressors go too high.
Yeah.
For my work, we always have a staff meeting like right after lunch, but those aren't too painful.
Like, yeah.
I think And this sounds horrible, but I think for me, it's the whole like having to deal with people in my office. It's everywhere, dude. Like it's just dealing. It doesn't matter like what setting I would be in. I'm not saying it's even like these specific people in my office, but anywhere that I would go, just having to deal with the other staff is the thing that I'm like, listen, like in my mind, I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm just trying to survive today. I don't want to answer your questions about my weekend. I don't want to really, and this again, it sounds terrible, but like, I don't care what you did on the weekend.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't. And don't take it personal because that's anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you did in the weekend because I was with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And I do, like, I'll ask my sisters, like, what did you guys do this weekend? And that's different because, you know, we live far away from each other.
Yeah.
And I want to know, like, what's going on in their lives or, like, my, you know, my nieces and nephews' lives or whatever. But, like, with work people, it's like, we were talking about the whole introversion thing, right? And like, I just cannot do small talk. And that's all small talk crap. And yeah, I don't like it.
I hate it. Yeah, it's extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like it. So when we were in lockdown and we could not see anybody and we couldn't go into the office, like, sure, there was like some people that I was like, oh, dang, I haven't like seen them, right? Like coworkers or whatever. In a while. But yeah, it was like when you're talking about hybrid, I didn't want to see them every day, like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was really nice to not see anybody. But now, like, or since we went back and stuff, it's like, oh, well. And it was funny because that was one of the pros that a lot of people said, like, oh, well, I need to be in the office with people or whatever. Like, I work better in that environment. And I'm over here like, why?
That's funny. Yeah. Because our office, like a lot of people were still like on a hybrid schedule or just fully remote.
Mm-hmm.
And now like recently this last year, now that like COVID protocols have like completely like gone away, diminished. Yeah. Like, people have come back to the office and now it's like madness, clutter everywhere, people, desks, you know, equipment, a lot of chatter. And it's funny because I was talking to my boss the other day and he was looking at another space that we could possibly use like for a piece of our department at another school at a junior high. And he's like, oh yeah, maybe we can, you know, move this department over here because they talk a lot. So but I mean, Rob is like, you know, I don't think he's as extroverted. I think he's pretty introverted. So like,
right,
he likes peace and quiet, or like, you know, he just, you know, does his work and that's it. You know, he doesn't, you know, require too much. But yeah, but also I was saying that like teachers, or they don't even see students on Monday mornings until like later in the morning, like 9 or 9:30. So like, it kind of gives teachers like the first hour and a half of the day to kind of plan out their teaching, I guess their week, right?
Wait, what do you mean? Where are the kids?
They're not at school yet. They don't arrive till later in the day.
What?
Mm-hmm.
School doesn't start till later?
9:15. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they call it teacher collaboration time. So
that's every morning?
No, only Mondays and Thursdays.
Oh, Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, you know, take that time to, you know, it's called teacher collaboration, but a lot, like they all have like their little teacher pods. Right. And they all meet in different places on campus.
That's right. Yeah. Their departments or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And they go over curriculum or they go over their plans and, you know, stuff like that. So it kind of gives them that first hour to, all right,
jeez,
plan out everything. I know, dude.
Traveling outside. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I think, well, at Jacob's school, I think they do that on Friday afternoons.
Friday afternoons?
So, yeah. So, like, the kids get released early.
Oh, that's, see, that's nice.
On Fridays. Oh. Well, so, I mean, it's all perspective. Like, I don't know. What do you prefer to get done? Well, I guess it is nice to get done earlier on Friday than start later on Monday. I don't know. It's all the same crap. I think I need to eat.
You getting hangry?
No, I don't know.
Well, so, okay, so, like, you had a four-day weekend. Are Mondays harder than Tuesdays?
Or, oh, like, Tuesdays, does Tuesday harder? Become the Monday?
Yeah, does Tuesday so feel like a Monday? But we'll go ahead and answer that question first.
Oh, well, you were saying earlier, right, how it's like, oh, the Tuesday becomes a Monday, but or I said Tuesday becomes a Monday, but you were like, well, the flip side is that you have a four-day weekend. And, yeah, that's very much it. I think that's the mentality of like, oh,
it lightens up
now the week starts, but then it's like, oh, so silver lining.
We got a 4 day.
It's only 4 days as opposed to the five.
Yeah.
So only three dinners to have to worry about, and three sleeps to make sure you have to, that you make it through the week, right? That you're not like sleep deprived. Because Friday night, I don't count Friday night, because Friday night, it's like, I usually don't cook dinner. You know, we will eat leftovers or get something to eat, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't matter really when I go to sleep, because I don't typically work on a Saturday. So right. I can sleep in. I don't have to worry about sacrificing sleep.
Yeah. What day do you think is the fastest?
The one that goes by the fastest?
And a Monday through Friday.
Like a work day?
I think Wednesday.
Are you Wednesday? I don't know.
I think
it just depends on what's going on.
Well, yeah. Well, the way our schedule's set up is like in the morning till noon, we'll be at a site or at a school. And then like our afternoon, we all gather up and like do a project together. Mm. So like it could be anything really. Like,
is this a real project or is this where you guys go to the brewery?
No, real projects. Yeah. No, this is legit. No, every Wednesday we call it processing, and we either do cleaning, organization, e-waste, you know, whatever it is, whatever's on our like project list.
Mm-hmm.
That's like our time, like those 4 hours. But no, Friday is happy hour time. Friday is definitely our team bonding. Okay.
Mm.
But yeah, Sunday scaries, huh?
Yeah, I feel like the days that go by the fastest for me are when I have like afternoon appointments set up. So I like get to the office and I do as much
as I can
and as is needed, whatever. And then I prep for my afternoon appointments, and those are usually, you know, out in the community. So then I'm like driving somewhere and, you know, doing my appointment and then driving to the next one or whatever. And even just that drive, like from the office to my appointment site, like just gives me that time of like, you know, decompressing and then prepping for like, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to cover? And then the in between. So that's always nice for me.
Yeah. I do like the fact that I get to be mobile, like go to different places. It could be a different school. Like, and like you said, I use that time during the drive to decompress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually like my Monday morning thing. Like I'll take a little bit of a long way to school, you know, to kind of like, all right, just go for a drive, put some music on, gets me in the mode.
Yeah.
So
like on Monday, I usually have an appointment first thing in the morning. So I meet with someone first thing in the morning. So then, yeah, it's like, okay, I already know what I need to do. And then the drive to work isn't as like stressful.
As bad.
Yeah.
You do work. You do drive a little bit farther.
Right. So it gives me that time.
More time.
Yeah. So I like that. And that's why I set it up that way. Like, it's like, okay, this person, we're working on this and it's not too crazy, so I can take my time. And then if we're done early, then maybe I can run an errand really quick, like on the way to work, like stop and put gas or, you know.
Yeah.
Stop and put gas or drop off my trash bill at City Hall. It's on the way to the freeway. So, you know what I mean? Like, some, just depending on what it is. And it's like, all right, then I can plan that way. I'm just gonna incorporate stuff.
Yeah. So I wrote down 5 ways on how to overcome the Sunday scaries. Well, number one, change mindset.
Yeah.
I feel like we are kind of covered that.
Yeah.
Like this whole time we've been talking about it. Second, overcome your fears. I feel like that is probably setting yourself a goal, maybe, or like maybe
something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to, exactly. Or do something different.
Right.
You know, like, do something out of the ordinary that you wouldn't normally do. I don't know, maybe it's become too much of a routine and now you're like, you're dreading your routine, right? So you kind of switch it up to change your mindset.
Yeah, like instead of crying in the shower, you just change it to screaming in the car.
You just cry in the car.
You can't cry in the car because then you can't see. But you just scream.
Okay. God.
I'm kidding. Kind of.
Kind of. God.
Well, no, but that goes back to, like, you know, assessing, like, who am I seeing? How am I going to deal with them?
Yeah.
You know, if it's like crisis calls or whatever, like, I don't know. It sounds like you think this is a priority, but I'm not making it a priority for me. Or if it really is something that needs to be tended to, like it's something that you can actually do and is like, quote unquote, legit, right? That it's within your realm. Because a lot of times people reach out in crisis and it's like, that's above my pay grade. Or like, we don't even get funding for that. I don't even know.
It's crazy.
So then it's like, I'm not going to rush to give this person bad news.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah.
Or maybe I do want to get it out of the way, but probably not because they're going to be pissed off.
That's crazy.
They're not going to like the answer that you have for them.
So. Can't make everyone happy.
Exactly.
Third one, learning something new.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you're already doing that. Masterclass.
Yeah, the masterclasses.
Reading.
And the books that I read. Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, in my line of work, we're constantly learning new stuff, new technology, learning about AI. Stuff like that. So there's always something to learn, right? But I mean, you have to, I feel like you learn it or you absorb it more when you're inspired by it.
Right.
Right. And that's what makes you feel good. Like you stop the negative self-talk, you stop all the bad energy levels.
Yeah. Like before my trip to Europe, I was like pretty consistent on doing my Italian lessons, and then ever since I went, I haven't done one, or maybe I did do one, but you know, I just wasn't like,
I feel like you'd pick up where you left off. I mean
because then I'm just like, what's the point of this? Nobody's talking and speaking Italian.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you know, kind of thing. But so then I switched that out for like reading, and the books that I read are all like research based. And they're all like, I guess you'd call them what, self-help grow? Or like, yeah, books that give me knowledge to like grow within myself.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like going back to number two, overcome your fears, like speaking Spanish with native speakers. Like I've always had a lot of anxiety speaking Spanish with people. I don't know why.
I know. I noticed that you do it less and less now.
Yeah. And I'm trying to speak more and speak more confidently. So like that's just trying to, you know, navigate my anxiety levels and definitely try to learn Spanish more and more because it does end up paying more in the long run. So I'm learning Spanish. And then also, so forth, plan something to look forward to. Obviously, right? So obviously we always plan for the weekend. You plan the weekend of, I mean, like this next weekend.
It doesn't even have to be a plan. The thing could be like, oh, I get to sleep in on Saturday.
Yeah.
I get to enjoy my coffee on Saturday. Like something small like that. Like I don't have to rush my workout Saturday and Sunday.
You could just do what you want.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And then lastly, connect with someone.
God.
Well, I mean, you have a really, obviously, a really close relationship with your sisters.
Yeah.
So, like, you're already connecting there.
Yeah.
With myself, like, these couple days ago, like, I reconnected with a couple friends that I hadn't seen in a while. So, you know, that was pretty refreshing, and, you know, it was really, yeah, it was cool seeing those guys. Like, I hadn't seen them in a while. Like, I rarely get to see them because we have really conflicting schedules. So we're just trying to make time for each other now and, you know, see where it goes.
Yeah. Well, for me, connection is so important, right? Like, my sisters are in Texas. I'm here. There's a time difference. Like, there's a whole thing. They have small children. Like, it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And even though we don't spend, like, physical time together, like, we're really connected because we talk about life. We talk about, you know, what we see as failures or obstacles, challenges, and just all things, right? But it's also the, like, they're a couple of the few people that I know see me, like, genuinely see me, right? And, like, they reflect, just like Jacob. It's like, he sees me and I'm able to then see how the world sees me, if you will, if that makes any sense, mm-hmm. right? It gives me a gauge of, like, where I'm at. And it also, like, helps validate and confirm that I'm on the right path, or, you know, here are some things that I still need to work on and that sort of thing. And, but right. Yeah, it feels good just to be seen,
yeah.
to be heard, to feel loved, and
yeah.
to know that there are people in the world that you are connected with.
Absolutely. And yeah, like, just to add on to that, connecting with someone doesn't necessarily mean it has to be someone close or, you know, family member. It can be like your work best friend, or, like, you know, mm-hmm. people that like are really good coworkers that you get along and vibe well, and, like, it just makes work more enjoyable,
mm-hmm.
right? Or it makes it manageable in a way. So, like, yeah. that kind of, like, knowing that you have that support system, or, like, you know, your coworkers, you enjoy working with them, it just makes it, like, easier, because no one likes to go into work and you're having to deal with this one coworker that you just dread. Or, like, that one coworker that you're just, it makes your life more miserable. Like, not, obviously, no one likes that. So I think it's more beneficial to focus more on the people you do enjoy working with or spend your time with,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
yep.
Definitely. All right. Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, give us your ideas of how, or let us know how you deal with the Sunday scaries, or what you call that. Maybe you call it something else. You can find me on Instagram at Jenny's_pennies.
And I'm at DJ Adam Herrera, Herrera.
And until next time, please always remember, your voice matters. You are capable. You are lovable. You are deserving. You are enough.
Peace, y'all.